Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting, something unusual, I know, but it's a really exciting show for you today. So listen up, folks. Here we are. Here we come.
We are nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have an amazing array of all the most wonderful organic vitamin, herbal, nutrient combinations, singular, together. Honestly, you can't even believe how healthy, how wonderful proteins, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well. And we are hand in hand with our beloved, our darling, our wonderful Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. The Broth Cafe, remember, as we've said before, but it's never, you know, you just have to repeat it because it's so important. It's the broad spectrum word of broth, meaning whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, you want organic meats, organic chicken, all those choices organically, divinely, are there for you. You at the magnificent Broth Cafe, in the salads, the soups, the combinations, you name it, it's all there. And every week, you know, constantly, every day, we're getting magnificent organic produce from the local organic Maui farmers. And we get that all these vegetables are incorporated into all of our recipes. And also, we have a high concentration juicer. We also, they're juiced only in glass and high concentration. And they are there for you, too, at the magnificent Broth Cafe. I'm going to let you tell a little bit about that too, honey.
Well, if you're not drinking an organic juice, if you're not drinking something that's really alive and well, you can always revert to good old Alive and Well Vortex water.
There you go, Vortex.
All of our coffees, all of our teas are made with the Vortex water. And the Vortex is what? Jumping, lively, all over the place water. The molecules are alive and well. The water itself gives a wonderful rejuvenative, detoxing, and cleansing effect. So bring your half-gallon or gallon or 5-gallon, 10-gallon container into the store. Pick up, fill it with the Vortex water. You will notice the difference in your first sip because it is really delicious, alive, and well.
This is very important for you to realize. Because as far back, this is proven benefits of Vortex power, the Vortex water. In 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest degree of achievement you could ever have in medicine. For the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. This was truly Nobel Prize. And these two parameters, that with the high hydrogen, these two parameters are positively and hugely supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the Vortex is 7.8, maximized with the hydrogen. It's very high in the structure, the detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, and it has amazing, amazing, amazing benefits, and it tastes wonderful. People tell us that all the time. They felt so differently that just in the use of the magnificent Vortex. And by the recent research, they also report as that by this swirling and consequent revitalization and restructuring, there is elimination of heavy metals, toxic hormones, pesticides, and plasticizers. And actually, the Vortex chamber are the most effective, proven in the world.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's absolutely what it
activity.
Does.
The water is exercised. Just like you need the exercise, we all need exercise. Not got to take a walk or a run. Whatever the exercise is, you've got to exercise. Well, we exercise the water for you right there.
That's dancing water, dancing molecules of the water.
You got it.
And then just drinks it and feels wonderful and looks terrific. All of those other things, but the dancing molecules haven't passed to the toes.
I'll leave that to Gene Kelly.
Passed to the toes. Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire, their spirit, okay? But I think they really are expressed in the Vortex water. And, you know, another thing, when you think about the Broth Cafe, every single day, and some days it's unbelievable. We have happy people coming over and saying, we can't thank you enough for the broth cafe and for everything here. But the magnificent food, everything is so wonderful, so delicious, so healthy. They love the environment in which they're enjoying it. They love the organic juices. It's everything there that they said. But also, we want you to know how beautifully we're treated. Everybody is so helpful and understanding and loving and all of that. That's right over there. That's cold blue. What do they call it when it's a code right in there? It's at the center of your being. Everybody
it
is
gets
that.
Me every time, because I the staff is so helpful and so engaging and doing everything they possibly can. The care and the take and the love that they throw these salads together and the lunch together. It's amazing what goes on in that kitchen, what goes on at the sandwich bar, and the creation
of the dishes.
All
magnificent salads and vegetables and all the recipes, et cetera. But, you know, and we never think of them as a staff. We think of all of our wonderful, as our family. It's the alive and well family.
That's what they are.
It's our family. And so that is, it's joy to be there. It's joy to be a part of it. We're very, very, very grateful. And let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area. But we love, what we love to do freely, et cetera, is to share terrific information with you. Share information. There's even a magnificent, comfortable area. You can always sit down and make an appointment with Dennis or with me, so we're not with somebody else. Make an appointment, 877-4950. So beautiful, so comfortable. We'll share information. There's never a charge. Never has been, never will be. But we love to share this information with you. And here, we're going to start by sharing information.
Had a girl. Let's go with it.
Well, I mean, this just blows me away. And you can't even know how famous this man is. Dr. Matthias Rath, MD, famed cardiologist. That's the heart specialist. He wrote that, and he put it on his cover, the most important book of your life. And it was, and the name of the book, Eradicating Heart Disease. And he puts underneath that, heart attacks and strokes are not diseases. They are caused by vitamin deficiencies. This is his words. America's number one killers can be prevented by an optimal intake of essential nutrient. This book tells you how. And we have touched this before, but he has more and more and more information. This is mind-blowing. And, you know, you may have heard of the World Health Organization, very famous. And he says here, this is a quote from him, according to the World Health Organization, more than 12 million people die every year from heart attacks and strokes. And half a billion people die prematurely from cardiovascular diseases, more than in all wars of mankind taken together. Thus ignoring, says the doctor, all the studies on the value of vitamins in heart disease prevention. And because it's been ignored, there's been a terrible death toll. Can you believe this?
Give me the numbers again, honey.
Okay. More than in all wars, they talk here, more than half a billion people.
Half a billion.
Die prematurely from cardiovascular diseases. And more than 12 million people die every year, according to the World Health Organization, from heart attacks and strokes. More than in all wars of mankind put together. Thus ignoring all the studies on the value of vitamins in heart disease prevention. And the terrible death toll in ignoring that.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The very things that create life in every cell in your body. The life, every cell in your body is alive and hopefully well. Alive and well. That's where we're coming from.
That's right.
Make every cell in your body alive and well. How do you do that? Well, not by eating processed foods. Not by eating processed foods, by eating whole natural foods. Fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh meats and eggs and all the wonderful food in the world. But eat it freshly made from holistic foods, not the chemicalized version, which is overwhelming in the supermarket. You can't, everything in the supermarket is processed, and overprocessing gives you the chemicals, but the chemicals don't create life.
Right.
The colorings, the flavorings, the conditioners, the preservatives, all the wonderful things they add to food to make it irresistible, make it resistible.
Poison. Oh. And he says here, he even has a chart. More than 500 million people die from preventable heart diseases in the past 15 years, which he says the value of vitamins prevent heart disease.
And I mentioned this several times, nearly every week now. Nutrition is not a part of becoming a doctor.
No. However,
to go to medical school, you don't get 50 hours of nutritional instruction of what nutrients can do. What you do get is a plethora of chemicals and more chemicals and more chemicals and more miracle drugs and more life-saving drugs and more wonder drugs. But do they give you the nutrition, basic nutritional information? No, because they don't make any money selling you the basic nutritional information.
Right.
They impress upon you that you've got to have the drugs and the drugs and more drugs, or else you're not going to make it. Well, when people have the drugs, they still don't make it.
No, they don't. They especially don't make it. And what just came out in the news also is that finally, a fourth of U.S. medical schools will expand their nutrition education offerings this year, as part of the deal with the administration of the present president, according to a senior official with the Department of Health and Human Services. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Education Secretary Linda McMahon have pursued the deal as part of the president's Make America Healthy Again agenda, which promotes healthy eating and has also underpinned Kennedy's action to overhaul the federal vaccine policy. And we're going to talk more about that, those vaccines. Under this voluntary commitment, 52 medical schools will administer 40 hours of nutrition education, a 40-hour competency equivalent starting this fall, said the official. Kennedy has said such nutrition education is absolutely necessary to better equip doctors to advise their patients on diet-related chronic disease.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Right, and I don't want to leave Matthias Rath. I could bow to him. But he says also, diabetic diseases can be eradicated. We see that all the time in Alive and Well.
All the time.
So, but we're going to get to that in a minute. But here's what he says. Our present knowledge of the causes, the prevention, and the treatment of diabetes mellitus can be summarized as follows. Diabetes is an inherited disorder activated by vitamin deficiency. In other words, caused by vitamin deficiency. Optimal supplementation with vitamin C and many other essential nutrients is the basic therapeutic measure for the prevention and treatment of diabetes and cardiovascular complications. I encourage, says the doctor, my colleagues, those are the other cardiologists and doctors, in clinical medicine to spread the information as soon as possible for the benefit of their own patients and millions of other patients suffering from this disease. Can you talk about, we've had nonstop reports about blood sugar harmony and berberine and the other nutrients for stabilizing blood sugar.
It's very simple to do, eating the right foods, not eating the junk. Because with the nutritionist's development of new products, the blood sugar harmony is just that. It's nutrients which create the proper metabolism of carbohydrates and sugars and everything else in your body. Using berberine along with blood sugar harmony, people no longer have to take the diabetic drugs, the excess insulin injection. Well, insulin over time is a killer, because it does not do the job that your body is designed to do of properly utilizing natural carbohydrates and sugars. It comes as a crisis mode, which is every day, every meal is a crisis and has to be controlled by drugs. But if you use the nutrients, your body does the job itself, and in so doing creates life in every cell. The mitochondria, I've mentioned this a dozen times or more, the mitochondria in every cell in your body, you have mitochondria in every cell in your body, and the mitochondria are infinitesimally small. You can't see them without a microscope. You can't see a human cell without a microscope. But within every cell, a brain cell, get this, every neuron brain cell is invisible. But put it under a microscope, and that invisible piece of bluff cell reveals that it has 10,000, count them, 10,000 mitochondria, invisible as they are, in every single brain neuron cell. That function makes your brain function alive and well.
That's right. That's right.
It creates new life and impervious to diseases and emotional and mental upset. It is the essence of life is found in the mitochondria.
Right. And you know what? I want to just say this, too. This was just in the news. This was on television news reported across the boards. The CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control, the big organization reporting on all catastrophic illnesses. The CDC just reported myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart muscles and the veins leading to the heart, etc., which causes death, are frequent in male teens, that's teenagers, and adults after the COVID vaccines. They cause inflammation of the heart muscle and veins and arteries. We hear this and see this all the time. And they've been reported, it's in the news, television, Centers for Disease Control. Unbelievable. And you know, one of the things that's never reported on was the great knowledge and discovery of the MK7, and along with vitamin D3, to remove the arterial plaque. That's the calcification put in the bones, so it builds up the bones but cleans out the arteries where it belongs. Mm-hmm. And that is so important. That's why we put together, we have the MK7. This is a plant extract, along with the vitamin D, working so terrifically at cleaning out the plaque and arterial destruction of the arteries, building up the bones with that, not wasting it, but cleaning everything out beautifully.
And the whole premise of that article was talking about the vaccines creating this terrible condition.
That's right.
How many times have you heard in your lifetime how safe vaccines
are? Liar, liar. And Kennedy is the one that's also fought about it, the medical secretary, right? At the
That's right.
Say, fought about it, saying how dangerous and deadly they are and how many people they kill.
But you hear all about how wonderful the vaccine. You've got
liar.
24 vaccines by the time you're 2 or 3 years old.
Unbelievable.
Injections of vaccines into your body.
Poison.
They're safe and they're effective and
liar.
They're good for you, says the drug company.
That's exactly
However,
what they do.
However, how many people just with the COVID vaccine? The COVID vaccine was the most dramatic, perhaps, because it was the most immediate. The COVID vaccine killed thousands of people.
Yes, it did.
Thousands. It killed as many as the infection itself. That's just propaganda from the drug manufacturers that vaccines are safe. They're not safe. Did you ever hear of sudden infant death syndrome?
Oh, yes. SIDS. It's often abbreviated as
SIDS.
SIDS. Yes.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
Yes.
People take their baby to the doctor and get the vaccines, and within 24 or 48 hours, they're dead in their crib. Why? Because the vaccines are not safe.
They're not safe.
They create more problems than they eradicate. But that's the whole premise of Kennedy's program. Make the vaccines safe. Make sure that the drugs you're taking are safe to the human body.
And he says stand up and do the nutrients and ignore the vaccines.
That's right.
Part of his thing. And you know, this came out in the news. This was reported by Medical News Today. It was just reported. And Dr. McCullough brought this information out with medical background supporting it. This daily habit would slow Your Biological Aging. That's how the title of the article. A daily, complete, high-potency multivitamin can slow biological aging.
High-potency multiple vitamin.
That's right. According to new research published in Nature Medicine, scientists analyzing data from the COSMOS clinical trial found that older adults who took a complete daily multivitamin showed slower changes in epigenetic aging clocks, which is how they quote it, which measure biological aging through DNA markers rather than chronological age. Researchers examined blood samples from 958 participants, average age of 70, who were part of the large randomized COSMOS trial, COSMOS.
Right.
Over 2 years, participants who took the standard, complete, across-the-board multivitamin showed slower progression in two biological aging markers compared to those who didn't. The difference translated to roughly many months of slower biological aging. The benefits appeared strongest in participants who had shown signs of accelerated biological aging at the start of the trial. Experts say multivitamins of this type fill nutrient gaps, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, including organic balanced nutrition, good physical activity, remain keys for healthy aging.
And they're not talking about minimum daily requirements.
No, they made that point.
How many times have you heard a medical professional say, well, you really would just want to go with a minimum daily requirement because vitamins, you know, can be dangerous. Oh, look out, vitamins might call you, ooh, we don't really know, but look out, don't take too many vitamins. Folks, people don't take enough of the vitamins. Otherwise, the society would not be as sick as they are. Say, holistic physicians. So the minimum daily requirement of a vitamin may be enough to keep you breathing, maybe even standing, maybe even walking. But the optimal levels of nutrients, that's when the health benefits become evident. That's when you can do wonderful physical things. You can concentrate and work with your brain all night long because you're feeding your brain, you're feeding your cells the optimal nutrients to keep them going. We live on nutrients. We don't live on colorings and flavorings and preservatives. We live by the nutrient levels in our bloodstream because they feed the mitochondria.
That's right. That's right.
Okay? And the mitochondria take those raw materials and nutrients from your guts into creating new cells and new life. Consider this. Cancer specialists have been saying recently that cancer is predominant in people who are malnourished.
That's exactly what, you know, it would be a major article that came out. Okay,
right.
The analysis was by Dr. Joseph Mercola, Rethinking Cancer Through Cellular Energy and Metabolism. And he says here, bioenergetic researcher Dr. Georgi Dinkov argues that cancer is not a random genetic accident, but a systemic metabolic breakdown that reflects low cellular energy. Chronic stress signals such as elevated cortisol suppress mitochondrial activity, reducing your cell's ability to produce energy and repair damage effectively. Strengthening your metabolic function foundation, I'm reading what they said, through organic nutrition, nutrients, eliminating all sugar and seed oils, lowering stress, shift you from a passive patient to an active participant in protecting your cellular health.
And when you protect your cellular health by optimal levels of nutrients. Nutrients create new mitochondria.
I want you to
now,
read what he said
wait
about
a minute,
that.
Wait a minute. When the mitochondria are weak and they do not create new healthy cells, that cancer is much more prevalent in people who have low metabolic function, who don't make healthy cells.
That's right.
Healthy cells are more susceptible to every disease, whether it's a cold or runny nose or whatever it might be. But cancer is one of them. Heart disease is another. So strengthen the mitochondria. How do you do that? By eating the best foods available, taking the highest potency vitamins and mineral supplementation, and creating a healthy lifestyle. That creates new mitochondria.
And talk about what that big specialist had to say about the very thing you're speaking about.
Okay. Bioenergetic researcher, Dr. Georgi Dinkoff, in an interview with Ashley Armstrong, co-founder of Angel Acres Egg Company, challenges the foundation directly. As he put it, the tumor is not an alien trying to kill you. Cancer should never be looked on as a localized disease. It is a systemic disease.
Systemic.
It is prevalent throughout your entire body.
Right.
That claim shifts the entire frame of mind and investigation. Instead of a rogue gene, Dr. Dinkoff points to the metabolic suppression, meaning your cells lose the ability to produce energy efficiently.
The cells lose the ability to produce energy efficiently.
How do they do that? Faulty mitochondria.
That's what he has to say.
When enough cells fall into that low energy state, they send distress signals that overwhelm your body's repair system. From that lens, says the Warburg effect, the well-documented shift where cancer cells rely heavily on glycolysis and produce excess lactic acid, stops looking like a genetic accident. It becomes a symptom of broken energy production. Broken energy production is what? Mitochondrial dysfunction.
That's right. That's right.
In a healthy cell with mitochondria really putting it out there, the mitochondria burn fuel efficiently and produce carbon dioxide as a byproduct, a sign that the energy cycle is running clearly and strongly. Stressed cells generate less energy and more lactic acid, creating an internal environment that favors chaos instead of order.
There you go. They're telling you right there.
If cancer reflects a collapse in cellular energy rather than a mysterious mutation lottery, then restoring metabolism becomes critical and central.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
And how do you maintain that cellular energy?
That's just what he says.
By feeding your body the nutrients it needs to create life, and the mitochondria create the life and activity and health of every cell in your body.
And this doctor, in a special interview, he laid out a direct challenge to the mainstream idea of oncology. He argued that cancer develops when a large enough group of cells become, quote, metabolically deranged, quote, meaning their internal energy machinery has broken down and the rest of the body lacks the energy reserves to correct it. This is just what you said, Den, and he's supporting that. Okay, and this, I want you to focus on this here.
All right.
Okay, that he is going on to say.
Goes on to say that instead of focusing on mutated DNA as the root cause, a weak cell, or as a foreign invader, the discussion centers on energy production inside the cell.
Oh, Dennis said that? When has Dennis said that all the time, right?
The last 60
years. All the
year.
Time.
So the discussion centers, they say, on energy production inside the cell. Those are the tiny little microscopic mitochondria which create the energy to make a healthy cell. You don't create a healthy cell feeding it flavorings and colorings and preservatives. Specifically, how well your mitochondria, the cell's power plants, are functioning. This shifts the focus from fear of random mutations to something measurable and influenceable, your metabolic health.
That is exactly what the doctor is saying, the leading doctor, according to the research.
Metabolic health is healthy mitochondria. Cancer, he says, is described as systemic, meaning that the whole body is involved. That means a tumor in one area signals a broader breakdown in cellular energy throughout the body. If your overall metabolic rate is suppressed from chronic stress and poor diet and toxins and radiation or ongoing inflammation, your body loses the ability to keep abnormal cells in check. It doesn't produce healthy cells. The mitochondria are compromised.
Wow, just like, I mean, Den, you this wasn't off the top of your head. This is majorly researched by the top researchers there are.
We've been living this procedure for the past 60 years.
That's right, saying it has to do with the thing going on throughout the whole body and having to correct that.
And when you correct it, this gives you a new way of looking at what health really is. Instead of asking only how to remove a tumor, you ask how to strengthen the entire terrain in that tumor formed.
That's a big time doctor saying it. That wasn't Dennis's words. That's what he has said according to the research. It has to do with what was going on throughout the whole body in order to correct cancer and other diseases.
Experimental models shows that tumors stopping or disappearing when metabolism was supported. Get that? That kind of sums it up again, doesn't
it? Say that again.
Okay.
Say that statement again, please.
Here it is.
Say
Ready?
It again. Reread it.
It's a direct quote. Experimental models show that tumors stopping or disappearing when metabolism was supported.
What?
How do you support metabolism? That's what we Alive and Well has been doing forever.
Right. Cellular energy, supporting the cellular energy. And just like Dr. Matthias Rath was saying, you can eliminate all of the deaths of those millions of people by giving the body the essential nutrients it needs and the diet it needs.
And Dr. Dinkoff describes animal experiments involving aggressive cancers such as mantle cell lymphoma and prostate cancer. He reports that certain groups receiving combinations of B vitamins showed tumor growth flattening, and in cases, tumors disappeared with feeding it the animal or the person.
The nutrients.
Super nutrition.
Right.
In prostate cancer models, he explains that dihydrotestosterone, the very hormone mainstream medicine often blames for cancer, halted tumor growth and in combination with an aromatase inhibitor led to tumor disappearance in most of the animals studied. That suggests that restoring energy and hormonal balance to the cells changes the trajectory of disease in controlled settings.
That is, I wish you were right here and talking to each one of our listeners personally, okay?
Super nutrition.
He goes on. Okay, he directly talks about how all the different things that can cause cancer. And, you know, and he makes this other point before we end what he had to say. Lower energy output means slow repair, weakened immune oversight, and higher vulnerability. Okay? In contrast, he was talking about that. Vitamin D3 and testosterone are signals that improve mitochondrial number and function. This reinforces the idea that hormone balance isn't cosmetic. It determines whether your cells produce abundant energy or struggle. And he says in his summary, hope replaces fatalism. Do you know what that means before we go into it? Hope replaces that. You know, fatalism means you have no hope. Everything is gone. I can't hope. I'm going to die. Hope replaces fatalism when metabolism becomes the target. The interview with this top doctor closes with his direct statement, quote, cancer is a metabolic disease, quote. That statement changes your role from passive patient to active participant. Energy production responds to diet, powerful nutrients, stress and hormone balance. When you strengthen all of the pillars, you strengthen the immune system that keeps abnormal cells under control.
You got it, baby.
That's right. And Dr. Mercola reporting it. Okay. But just so important, all of these different things.
Healthy cells don't become cancerous. Healthy cells do not become cancerous. Healthy cells are created by eating the right foods and living a more sensible lifestyle, taking the minimal amount of pollutants into your system.
That's right.
To build a healthy cell.
And using the right particular nutrient that can address the issue.
And what is one healthy cell? That's a beginning. A healthy cell is beginning to build a healthy muscle, a healthy nerve, a healthy brain. A healthy cell is the beginning of life. That's what sperm and egg are. They're two healthy cells, and they create life. From that moment of creation, when they meet, from that moment of creation to feed those cells in a sensible, healthy manner is the idea that creates a healthy life. Just that simple.
That, you know, it's amazing, and yet you see, I guess we can get bored, and sometimes we want to watch a particular news show or a particular show on television, but all the commercials are about drugs, and I can't deal with it anymore. I'm having a hard time. So my mind is getting scrambled, and my heart is breaking every time I see it. And here's another thing just came out. And Dr. McCullough is reporting it, that it came out in the news on television. These weight loss drugs are hurting your bones. GLP medications, this I'm quoting, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, are widely praised for their effectiveness in promoting weight loss and improving blood sugar. But emerging research proves they carry serious consequences. No kidding.
And when you listen to these commercials, wait a minute, honey. When you listen to these commercials, any commercial on television, listen to what they say about the side effects.
And then read the bottom print if you can. Because it goes on and on and on and on, that there were a lot more side effects.
The lower voice and the lower tempo, or the increased tempo and the lower voice, give you many more side effects like death and cancer and other heart conditions. If you listen closely, you'll hear them. Because they're required to say those things on the commercial.
That's right. And they go on with the report on these weight loss drugs. A large analysis of more than 146,000 adults with obesity and type 2 diabetes found that people taking these GLP-1 drugs had a 30% higher risk of developing osteoporosis compared to non-users. Rates of gout were also higher, particularly among those who had taken them. Okay, they go on to talk about 30% higher risk of developing osteoporosis, that's bone, and they go on to say that these drugs reduce calcium, vitamin D3, protein, and minerals, all critical for maintaining bone density. Unbelievable.
That means unhealthy mitochondria.
That's right. As GLP-1 use expands beyond diabetes treatment into widespread weight loss, long-term bone health is an essential part of patient care. You have to monitor because people are losing bones, creating fractures, spontaneous fracture, etc.
And it goes right back again to the mitochondria not being fed. You've got to feed your body, not just your tongue, not just your palate. You got to feed your body. What does your body need? It needs calcium. It needs magnesium. It needs all the minerals in the world. It needs an optimal amount of nutrients to create new life. New life on a second by second basis. New life. Not the same old, same old, same old, but new life. It's positive. It's creative. It's life.
Yes, that's right. And you know, it's amazing to me because all the time you go to a doctor, especially when you get a little bit older or anything else, and and they talk about, and the doctors here reporting, McCullough, reporting that the statin drug market generates over $15 billion annually in the U.S. alone, yet cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death worldwide. Despite decades of aggressive cholesterol-lowering campaigns, we're not winning the war against heart disease. And this is the reason why. And they say here, American Heart Health Month, which just was, challenges the conventional approach to cholesterol management. And they're fixing on that. Heart disease prevention, they're saying, requires an approach that addresses the root cause of cardiovascular dysfunction through diet, lifestyle, and a deeper understanding of what actually damages our arteries. And then they're going into the thing about how important
inflammation.
It is. And they say that. That's exactly what they said. You the real culprits, this is reported in the Review of Clinical Pharmacology, the real culprits behind arterial damage are chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, and metabolic dysfunction, leading to insulin resistance. And these unbelievable. Statins come with well-documented side effects, they're reporting. The FDA requires warning labels, muscle damage, liver injury, increased blood sugar, neurological effects like complete memory loss and confusion. Many patients also experience a depletion of coenzyme Q10, which is essential for your heart and muscle function.
Can because you read cardio, over here? Because cardio Q10, the Alive and Well cardio Q10, creates new mitochondria, and the mitochondria of the muscle of your heart are needed to be strong to pump the blood. Your heart is a blood pump. It pumps blood every second of your life, or even faster, okay? But it has to have a muscle to do it. If you're not exercising, if you're not stressing the capabilities of the heart muscle with running or walking or any physical exercise, helps to strengthen the mitochondria of the heart. It becomes a more efficient pump, and that means it's pumping the oxygen and the nutrients through every cell in your body and every second of your life. Let me get it. And Cardio Q10, the Alive and Well Cardio Q10 is one of the finest products on the market. It is so effective in helping to restore the mitochondrial function, the positive heart muscle creation energy.
It produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the cellular energy for the heart and all the muscles. Mm-hmm. Right? But it critically for the
read?
Heart. Critically
okay.
For the heart.
Okay. The doctor goes on to say, dietary interventions that do more than suppress symptoms. That's a good idea.
That's right.
The foundation of any natural cholesterol protocol starts with what you put on your plate.
Right.
The standard American diet, which is high in processed foods, refined carbohydrates, and damaged fats, create ample opportunity for cardiovascular dysfunction because...
It's well said. A standard American diet is sad, S-A-D. It makes life very sad and living not optimal anymore.
Because those foods which are standard American diet do not contain the optimal amount of nutrients restore and rebuild mitochondria.
They destroy it.
Every cell in your body. The damaged fats create ample opportunity for cardiovascular dysfunction. Since we live in a world where we cannot always source the perfect diet, there are a few steps to take that will help limit your exposure to dietary stressors, says the doctor. Start by removing foods that promote inflammation.
Have you heard that before? We tell you all the time, remove those foods that create inflammation.
And substitute foods that put out the fire.
All right? Come to Alive and Well.
And take Pain Power.
And the Broth That's Cafe amazing. And all the wonderful
right.
nutrients.
This means clearing out processed foods loaded with sugar and refined carbohydrates, which actually spike the insulin and promote metabolic dysfunction.
Did you hear?
Research from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has demonstrated that replacing refined carbohydrates with the whole organic foods improves multiple cardiovascular risk markers, including triglycerides and HDL cholesterol.
Are we hearing this?
Turning the page.
So critically important.
Most importantly, estimate industrial seed oils such as canola oil,
corn, soy, canola, peanut,
corn,
all of those.
All of those
horrible,
all those great wonderful vegetarian
so
oils.
So called.
Under heat, change from being healthy to being non-healthy. They dominate the modern supply and they help lower your they do not help to lower the inflammatory load.
They create it.
These oils are high in omega-6 fatty acids and are easily oxidized during processing, which means they burn up, and cooking, and this continues the inflammatory response and cardioactive oxidative active damage that makes LDL particles particularly dangerous.
And you know, you can't even look at one of those cooking channels, because I used to like to do that, get ideas from recipes, but I can't even do it anymore. And then they take their foods, not only do they use those toxic oils, but they throw everything in the big vats, in the boiling oil, you know, making everything 1,000 times worse.
And olive oil is renowned for being a healthy oil, organic olive oil. But when you cook at high temperatures with olive oil, it changes from being a healthy oil to being a very inflammatory oil.
So I use it. I use the organic olive oil, and you use it gently in a nonstick, and use it. And you can use that all with organic butter, a little bit of that, you know. But that type of thing, it's very healthy that way.
Yeah. So once you're aware of the problem, says the doctor, focus on adding nutrient-dense options that actively support heart health, support heart health mitochondria. Healthy fats should form the cornerstone of your approach. Extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, and grass-fed butter provide stable fats that don't oxidize easily and support healthy inflammation balance.
And do it in cooking it in the same manner, which is the way I do it at home, all right? And you can make that decision and do it that same
way.
But
high-temperature cooking destroys those very healthy fats.
That's what I was saying.
Omega-3-rich foods are crucial for cardiovascular protection. What are omega-3-rich foods? Well, the wild-caught fatty fish, like salmon, like sardines.
We have all of those wonderful
like
wild-caught fish right in. We have the fishermen bringing the wild-caught, and no chemicals whatsoever, no hormones, nothing like that. Wild-caught, and he is that famed fisherman, and he brings that in. We have those wonderful fish there at Alive and Well. They're fabulous. And I make them every day, just about.
And not just salmon.
No.
What's the other thing?
It's a wonderful
white fish.
It's a white cod type of fish.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's divine. And, you know, I with a few wonderful organic ingredients added, and it comes out so delicious. And, you know, and you feel so much better. Everything about life is better.
And when you supplement your diet with the Alive and Well Super Pure Omega-3 fish oil capsules, that in addition, the fatty acids that numerous studies, including research published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, have linked these to reduced cardiovascular risk.
Isn't that amazing?
So what do you lower the risks, and what's the end result? You create a healthy cell, one little healthy cell. Just work for one cell. In the process, you will create thousands and thousands of healthy cells.
Okay, create the thousands of healthy cells. Come to Alive and Well. You can come, and you know, you can even call us at the 877-4950. And for any of our wonderful services, setting the time with Dennis or Mona, sit down and talk, or ordering different wonderful things, catering parties, or gee, people call us all the time. I want to come by and get my food. I need to have it ready for me. And we'll have everything ready at the Broth Cafe. If you want to eat there, you want to take it out, all those things will be ready for you. You want to cater your parties, all those things are ready for you. And call us at the 877-4950. Come to Alive and Well. We are the Fanatic Organics. We're going to remain that way always, forever. That's our motto. We are Fanatic Organics. Everything is wonderful and organic. The Alive and Well products are absolutely terrific. You've got to check them out. They're really wonderful in every different way. Pain power, brain power, all the wonderful things, you know. You know, we have nutrients that are great for the brain. And again, get away from the bad guys and get to the good guys. That's a great way to do it, wouldn't you say? I would say,
and we've been saying that for 60-some years, but that's the way to build health. Again, feed the mitochondria. How do you do that? By eating the right foods, a healthy lifestyle. And remember, this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.
Let me do the ending again.
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's some.
I didn't say Kahului. I said.
Okay. Let's do it again.
3, 2, 1.
And remember this, folks. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Kahului, aloha.